Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Friday, February 24th, 2023. US Congress okays the sale of 500 rocket launchers to Poland. Russian man indicted in Poland over spying for Moscow. And polls to select entry for Eurovision Song Contest on Sunday. Good morning. Good afternoon. The US Congress has approved the sale of 500 HIMARS state-of-the-art long-range advanced rocket artillery systems to Poland. The announcement came after the Polish Defence Minister earlier this month said that the US State Department had approved the sale of around $10 billion worth of weaponry to Poland, including nearly 500 HIMARS advanced rocket systems. Last year, Warsaw signalled its intention to buy 500 more high-mobility artillery rocket systems, HIMARS, from the United States to add to a previous order for 20 such long-range launchers. In February 2019, Poland's government signed a deal to buy 20 HIMARS artillery rocket systems from America for $414 million as part of a military modernization drive. A Russian citizen living in Poland has been indicted on spying charges. An indictment against the suspect was submitted to court on February 17th, according to a spokeswoman for the district prosecutor's office in Gdańsk. The man was detained in April last year on evidence that he had collected information concerning the military readiness of the Polish armed forces that was then passed on to the Russian intelligence service, according to officials. The spokeswoman for the Gdańsk district prosecutor's office said the suspect's espionage activity focused on military units in northeastern Poland, as part of which he carried out tasks of reconnaissance of important elements of the Polish armed forces. Poland's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest will be picked this weekend as polls decide on which singer or group will go through to the competition. One of 10 competitors will be selected to represent the country in the contest's semi-finals in May. This year's 67th Eurovision Song Contest will be held in Liverpool from May 9th to 13th. Bookmakers currently rank Sweden as favourites to win this year's contest, with Poland being ranked 6th, most likely to win behind the UK. Poland has never won the competition, which has run every year since 1956. And finally, the Polish Fire Services Division in Pomerania, which covers Gdańsk and the three cities, has been reviewing its statistics for 2022. During an awards ceremony this week, the head of the Pomeranian Division said that there were 35,000 call-outs in the region in 2022, an increase of 8% over the 2021 figure. The number equates to one call-out every 15 minutes for the entire year. Most call-outs were related to localised incidents, with over 7,000 fires being reported. The largest fire reported last year was at an illegal textile dump near the city of Lemberg. The Pomeranian Fire Service also donated equipment worth 2.5 million Polish zloty to their colleagues in Ukraine last year. Today will be a cloudy day with some sunny intervals and chances of snow showers in a moderate breeze, with temperatures of 5 degrees centigrade, that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 2 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will remain cloudy with some snow showers in places in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 3 degrees during the day and 1 degree overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.